It's that time of the week, time of the day.
Yes. Yeah, look forward to it every Friday morning, of course. The Kansas City Chiefs in action, but not till the very end of the NFL week on Monday night. Yeah, the Monday night football game will be in Arrowhead, back at home for the Chiefs, featuring a matchup with the New Orleans Saints. Chiefs are undefeated, off to a 4-0 start. Here we go. And as always, when we bring in the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, we say, good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Stephen. Good morning, Theodore. Yes, Monday Night Football, and the team with the fleur-de-lis on the side of their helmet will come in.
The, you know, 2 weeks ago, the Saints were off to that 2-0 start and scoring 50 points a game, and everybody had them anointed as the new thing. But now they're 2-2, and here are the Chiefs at the end of September, like almost always, at 4-0.
Let me issue the warning. The Saints are a 4-0 team in 2-2 clothing. Ooh. They have lost the last two games, but it was a 3-0 game with the Eagles in the fourth quarter. And the Eagles got a long run from Saquon Barkley and won the game in the last minute. And then last week, they lost to Atlanta, and they have to be watching the video of the game saying, how did we lose this game? They allowed no offensive touchdowns. It was a muffed punt by Rashid Shaheed of the Saints that was recovered for a touchdown. And then the Saints had a perfect screen set up, but the pass was tipped and tipped away from where all the blockers were set up. So it's the easiest pick six Atlanta will ever have. That's how they lost the game. They're that close to being 4-0. This is a nasty team, especially on defense. They're just kind of a feisty, angry, poke at you, knock the ball away, much like I said the Chargers were. That's the same way. The Saints are just nasty. Get ready for a knockdown dragout again.
And once again, one of these interconference matchups, the Saints coming to Arrowhead. Not a matchup you see all that often in Arrowhead.
No. 2016 was the last time they were here. I remember Dirty Dan Sorensen with a pick six of Drew Brees, which allowed our good lads to get the victory. One of the more stranger games was in 2012, our terrible season of 2-14. One of our two wins was at New Orleans in the Superdome, and we never led in the game. Now, I asked the Hall of Famer Steve McIntosh, how do you win a game and never lead? The Chiefs won on 6 field goals, a safety, and a 91-yard run by Jamal Charles, and then kicked the game winner at the buzzer and never led in the game. It was a weird game, but weird season, bad season. But these are always hard games. I remember the COVID year, the last time we played them was 2020. It's COVID year. I did the game in a studio at Arrowhead, and they about broke Clyde Edwards-Helaire in half. I mean, this is a good Saints football team.
Chiefs are off to a 4-0 start, but unfortunately, it seems like every week we have a new premier injury to talk about.
Yeah, and the key there is, well, no injuries are good, but premier is right. That's the great adjective, because you're looking at now no Hollywood Brown, Isaiah Pacheco, Rashi Rice. So in essence, if you extrapolate it out, you're trying to replace 2,800 yards and 15 touchdowns. And sometimes you can just take on, you know, the hailstorm is so much, you've got to replace the roof. We're back at 2022 now of trying to invent every possible way, all hands on deck, to try to figure out how to replace those yards and touchdowns. That means everybody you can think of is going to have to be involved. Don't pick any of them on your fantasy team, but take all of them on your reality team. This is testing Andy Reid's ingenuity and his ability, his strongest attribute, and that is to handle flashpoints. He's done it every year. I talk about it publicly. I talked about it at the Wichita Rotary that day.
Yeah.
You guys were there. If people don't think about it, but he's amazing at troubleshooting and handling flashpoints, and he's got one now.
Yeah, and that, like you said, involves maximizing that 53-person roster and getting creative on the play calling.
Yeah, is Xavier Worthy? Yes. Is it Justin Watson? Yes. Is it maybe Juju Smith-Schuster? Yes. Is it, I don't know, get something out of Sky Moore? Yes. Is it somebody elevated off the practice squad? Maybe a Nico Remigio? Yes. A Jody Fortson? Yes. Is it Carson Steele? Yes. Is it Samaje Perine? Yes. Is it Kareem Hunt? Yes, and he'll play again this week. Is it Jared Wiley, Travis Kelce? Noah Gray. Yes, 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 and yes. It's all of that. Somewhere it's got to come from. It's just going to be this mixture of all kinds of ingredients, and hopefully it's a winning mixture, because the Chiefs have got to figure out a way to replace this productivity.
I'm going to quote you here. You said maybe getting something out of Sky Moore. What's up with him?
Good question. Maybe Dr. Maharis of our Wichita Plapa Report physicians, who've now forced their own, or now started their own group, since they forced, started their own group that I think is AMA certified, but don't know. Mysterious. Ready, though. Ready for him to show up and do something. He drops a pass last week on an easy, there won't be an easier route. And Xavier Worthy caught the same route against the Chargers for a first down on third and short, and it just went right through Sky Moore's hands. He is woefully in need of some confidence and do something really well to feel good about himself. Now, I thought it was happened last year on a back shoulder throw touchdown week two at Jacksonville. I thought, all right, man, go for it. Or the year before when he caught the corn dog route for one of the touchdowns in Super Bowl 57, but it just hasn't seemed to click and push and go. But the Chiefs right now need him, because as we've asserted in this entire interview, they need everybody.
Can I share my theory?
Yes, you may. Okay. And I'm going to pay to, wait, hang on. Let me grab something to write this down.
Write this down. Any game in which Mr. Mahomes runs with the ball at least twice and Mr. Kelce catches at least five passes, the Chiefs win. That's my formula.
You know, I'm so stunned by that. When such wisdom no. like enters your soul, oh, you just stop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. My knees are weak. I'm glad I'm not driving right now. Any of you driving on Kellogg, just take a breath. Take a breath. That's awesome. There's a lot of merit to all that. And honestly, the fact that Mahomes runs and runs wisely.
Yeah,
I could walk you back through the run. Look at the Super Bowls, the two scrambles at the end of games in both Super Bowl 57 and 58 led to victories. His run against the Titans in the AFC Championship game of 19. I'm leaving a whole bunch out, but then I'd love to get Kelce five catches.
Yeah,
and let him get in there. So, Ted, that's why he's in the Hall of Fame.
Well, I find that realization every day.
Kelce. Yes, well, you get that every morning. I'm sure you just wake up every morning and what will happen today that would be awesome.
Not perhaps a September of dominance, but a September of surviving and advancing and finding ways to win.
Yeah.
We're setting an all-time NFL record of 10 consecutive victories of a total margin of 61 points, or seven straight wins of 7 points or less, which ties an all-time NFL record that goes back to 1921 to the Decatur State Acme Packers and the Providence Steamrollers. It gets all this in perspective. And it goes back to my sports psychology question of a week ago. Think of the Royals this week. Awesome, man. Exhilarating victories. 1-0, 2-1 over the Orioles. I mean, the Orioles didn't think they'd barreled up like two balls in the whole two games. So, that's awesome. The Chiefs win by those margins, and it's like, God, it's a sign of weakness. I don't know if it's a football thing, I don't know if it's fantasy football, but you catch my drift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Chiefs have won 10 straight games, including four playoff victories and a Super Bowl, winning just like that. And they're like, well, I don't know. The refs, they get all the calls, you know? So it's just, and you have three goal line stands defensively, and you've gone 28 games and get, or 25 games and get up 28 points or less. That's nearing an NFL record. But yet, I don't know. I don't think they're that good. That's just, it's a mentality. Sometimes it drives me crazy.
The undefeated team atop the conference, the Kansas City Chiefs at 4-0, hosting the New Orleans Saints on Monday Night Football.
How?
You can hear that game right here on KNSS.
How?
We must ask you, how does this matchup between the Chiefs and the Saints somehow relate to Wichita State Shocker football as part of our Eddie Plapa Shocker Football Monday Night Football Arrowhead Stadium Fleur-de-Lis Point of the Week?
Nobody says how like Steve McIntosh. Nobody. Oh. It's just how. It's so powerful. Okay. 38 years ago this week, and it's obvious, Steve, take the palm of your hand, slap it against your forehead, and go, how could I miss this one? 38 years ago this weekend, probably the last great, well, it was the last big victory by the Sharks. But today's person is David Smith. David Smith, in 1986, was a junior college transfer from Cisco, Texas. Maybe the Cisco kid. And he was a friend of mine. And 38 years ago, this weekend, David Smith, who had never carried more than 11 times in his life at any level, including JUCO or high school, carried the mail 34 times for the Sharks for 160 yards and two touchdowns in a brilliant, amazing 21-20 win over the Tulane Green Wave in New Orleans, Louisiana. Remember this one?
Yeah.
Velasco Smith, who had transferred from Pratt, who still had football then, was fourth in the nation in rushing.
Yes.
And second in the nation in scoring, and he was hurt. He couldn't play this game. So enter David Smith, the Cisco kid, and with the 34 carries, he was exhausted, you know, kind of the Kellen Winslow carrying him off the field, and the Sharks get the victory in New Orleans over Tulane. That's when Mack Brown, the then coach of Tulane Green Wave, had the famous quote, "Is I felt like I was on the other end of catching javelins or something." But anyway, David Smith, a tip of the cap to David Smith, the Cisco kid. And David Smith also will always be remembered. He had the last touchdown in Shocker football history against Arizona State 41 days later. So, David Smith, way to go, bud. 34 carries, a little bit of Kareem Hunt in you. So, bring it back, boys. Bring it back.
And that win in the Super Bowl was the last Shocker road win ever.
Ever. Yep. In the.
You know, when Velesco Smith was in the top five in the nation in rushing, I put him on the Heisman watch in the Notre Dame press box, and we got the Shocker results listed on the game.
And how'd that go?
Yeah, it went over really well with the people there. Yeah.
Hey, Paul Hornung, you guys, Paul Hornung made it as a Heisman winner on a 2-7 team. Don't
exactly.
Even talk.
All right.
Don't even talk to me. All right. Hey, they also, the Sharks in that game trailed 10-0 at halftime. Is that Jeff Mayer? The Chiefs trail it. All three Super Bowls they've won, they trailed by 10 points at halftime.
Oh, it all comes back. It all comes back around. Hey, have a great call on Monday night at Arrowhead for Monday Night Football. As always, thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you, Ted. Have your producer find the Cisco Kid, because the Cisco Kid was a friend of mine. Great songs of our time. See you, boys.
All right. Thank you, sir. That is our weekly live visit with Mitch Holtus, brought to you by American Ag Credit.
And coming up, the Hannity Morning Minute with Steve and Ted. Sean charges misuse of FEMA funds by President Biden. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.